From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been granted bail. Larry Miller reports from London. Assange is not yet free because Sweden, which has lodged sex crimes charges against Assange, is appealing the decision, and the bail must be paid in cash.
The same judge who denied Assange bail at his first hearing granted it this time, setting it at around $380,000. But his release is not assured. The prosecution is contesting the decision and preparing an appeal. Assange was initially denied bail because he had no fixed address and was considered a flight risk. This time, a former army captain offered his 600-acre country estate as a bail address. The judge was satisfied with other arrangements that include Assange giving up his passport, abiding by a curfew, and wearing an electronic tag. Assange is fighting extradition to Sweden. He denies sex allegations, claiming they are politically motivated. An extradition hearing is expected January 11th. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
World leaders are remembering Richard Holbrooke as the consummate diplomat who helped secure peace and save lives. Holbrooke died yesterday in Washington following surgery for a torn aorta. He was 69 years old. The tax cut package causing division in the Democratic Party is heading toward passage in the Senate. Final action is expected by tomorrow. In the House, Democrats strongly opposed to President Obama's compromise with Republicans plan to take up the matter tonight. Several Democratic leaders have said they would back the legislation if it imposes a higher estate tax. They wanted to allow the Bush-era tax cuts to expire for the wealthiest Americans, but the GOP argued that would hurt businesses and job growth. Farmers in Florida are assessing the damage to their crops caused by last night's hard freeze. NPR's Greg Allen reports temperatures dropped below freezing for several hours overnight through central and north Florida.
For the second time in a week, the cold gripping the Midwest and East Coast dipped down into Florida. Scott Kelly, senior meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says much of central Florida saw several hours of freezing temperatures, and that takes a toll on Florida's grapefruit and oranges.
Citrus is rather hardy. They can handle some freezing temperatures, but once you get below 28 degrees for any length of time, that's when you begin to see some damage.
Daytona Beach broke a record low of 24 degrees and received 9 hours of freezing temperatures. Meteorologists are warning farmers in Florida that they're likely to see one more night of hard freeze before things begin warming up on Wednesday. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 71 points at 11,498 and trading of about 2 billion shares. The NASDAQ Composite Index up now 9 at 2,634, and the S&P 500 is up 5 at 1246. This is NPR News. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel testified today at a residency hearing determining his eligibility to run for mayor of Chicago. Emanuel is defending himself against critics who say he should not be allowed to run because they say he lived in Washington for nearly 2 years. But Emanuel argues that he owns a home and pays property taxes as well as votes in Chicago. Retail sales are still climbing in the U.S. November was the fifth consecutive month stores posted sales. They climbed 0.8%, reflecting the biggest increase in about 2 years. A historical drama, The King's Speech, has earned a leading 7 Golden Globe nominations. NPR's Zoe Chase has more details.
The two top nominees are True Stories Made Cinematic. The King's Speech, based on the true story of King George's stutter on the eve of World War II, leads with 7 nominations.
Listen to me!
Listen to you? By what right?
Because I have a right to be, and I have a voice!
Yes, you do.
Close behind is The Social Network with 6, based on the controversial story of the rise of Facebook.
We know he stole our idea. We know he lied to our faces for a month and a half.
No, he never lied to our faces.
Okay, he never saw our faces. Fine, he lied to our email accounts, and he gave himself a 42-day head start because he knows what apparently you don't, which is that getting there first is everything.
The Fighter, Black Swan, and Inception are also up for Best Drama. In the comedy category, it's Johnny Depp for both Alice in Wonderland and The Tourist up against Burlesque, The Kids Are All Right, and Red. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.